come to all the meetings. You know how many meetings I've gone to since I left?
I can look for coffee, you don't have coffee with 4 or 5.
I remember the gentleman that came around, cup supervisor.
Yeah, yeah.
And then calling to talk to him.
Been to tour theater, he's.
That doesn't sound.
Was this Robin Williams?
I've given up on the cheese piece of the Elmont Reed, I thought we had it 2 years ago.
The Warren Cup. Back to the library.
Did he say he was gonna come?
He wasn't really.
Did he know it was here?
Yes. He kind of changed his mind between when I talked to him last and now.
Now come up.
Either way, we have.
Four.
He still has 2 minutes, according to that clock.
Text it.
Just a good thing I didn't black out on the bed draw chair. Just
yeah.
Been bleeding blood about 10, 15 minutes. I went up to donate at Winnie and I didn't know they're closed Tuesday and Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
So I was cruising down Main Street and set up right over here. The Kiwanis, right?
Oh, really? Are they doing a blood drive then?
Just go there.
Okay.
I'm thinking, okay, tomorrow I play golf, Friday I play golf, when am I going to donate blood?
Yeah.
They're closed Tuesday and Thursday, it makes me sad.
Yeah. I got you.
The robot. The robot.
Is that what anyone has the robot to get out there?
Yeah.
Okay. Red tires. Not wide heavy or anything.
I did the platelet thing.
Well, you did the wrong.
Yeah. I think I've generation cut off.
Is it just your
wild someplace where the dirt?
Oh, okay.
That's where you want to go.
But they're pretty well done. They said it was fine.
The only place I've been where the dirt doesn't come out.
They did say
you
have a pretty good bruise there.
Hawaii.
I never have enough of a cat food.
That dirt doesn't come out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can only give
there he is.
Yeah, I think that's what the.
That's amazing.
And you pulled your number.
Well, if you guys could get Carson Street shut down to 2 lanes, there won't be so much traffic, so I can actually get out.
Shall I take notes?
No, go ahead. Okay, let's call this meeting to order. Kathleen, would you call the roll, please?
Member Settler.
Present.
Member Winkowski.
Here.
Member Reynolds.
Here.
Member Ritter.
Here.
Chair Hathaway.
Present.
You have a quorum of present, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Public comment, I don't think there's any public, but you can... Oh, is there? Oh, there's one public down there. Okay, you can read your notes under item B. Item C, we're not changing anything as far as order, but we're not going to be doing D tonight. We'll have that on next meeting. And so E, we have discussion and possible action to adopt a resolution on certain general obligation bonds. So, Nick, would you walk us through the information we have here for our edification, please?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Nick Providenti, Finance Director. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'll turn it over to John Peterson, who works for J&A Consulting. He's our financial advisor, and he'll kind of go through the presentation. And,
okay.
You know, we can, you know, ask any questions from there.
Okay, John.
Thanks, Nick. For the record, John Peterson with J&A Consulting Group. In front of you today is a request from the city for authorization to go ahead and issue up to $13.6 million of general obligation revenue bonds, and these bonds would be additionally secured by a 1/8 5% sales tax. This is the infrastructure sales tax that I think the Board of Supervisors had adopted earlier this year and will become effective October 1st. A little bit of background, though, I'll pull back and then kind of explain the backstory, then we'll explain exactly the request. I think for those of you who are familiar with the school district and when the school district issues bonds, those are only secured by property taxes. And so the levy that the school district has for its debt goes to actually pay those bonds. In the proposed bonds that we have here, they have general obligation in the title. So there is a backstop of the city's ability to issue or to impose a property tax. However, the primary expectation is that the levy of the 1/8% sales tax is going to pay these. So there is no expectation that the city is going to levy a property tax to pay these. And I am not aware of any recent examples where the city has levied a property tax to pay bonds where there was an additional revenue stream, such as a sales tax, a water or sewer revenue that was additionally pledged. That has been the city's historical practice, is to use those revenues. Kind of looking at the agenda packet, there is the resolution and there is some supporting information that my office prepared, some financial information. And so I'd like to turn to that packet, just the front cover of it says financial information presented to the Debt Management Commission of Carson City, Nevada. Within that packet, I'd first like to skip to page 5, and one of the criteria that the city has to prove that it meets in order to issue these bonds is to show that the proposed general obligation debt, along with all of their outstanding debt, does not exceed the 15% statutory limitation that has been put in place by the legislature. Yeah. Does everyone have that packet? I apologize.
Go ahead. There we go.
So again, I'm looking at the table on the bottom of page 5. Based on the city's 2014-2015 fiscal year assessed value, that's the current year that we're in, assessed value is just over $1.3 billion, and with a 15% limitation, that gives us the city a total limit of $200 million, $700,000 for outstanding GO debt. So that's for the proposed bonds and also for the outstanding GO bonds of the city. Many of those are for water and sewer projects. The current outstanding debt, this is outstanding as well as proposed, or I think if you look at the information that the city's prepared for its debt management plan, it's slightly different, but the city issued two bonds back in February of this year. We are showing those as fully outstanding. About $30.75 million was authorized, but those are being done as drawdown loans through the state revolving fund program. So if you see a discrepancy between the two numbers, that's where it's coming from. So about $169 million of outstanding debt. We're proposing an additional $13.6 million for a grand total of just under $183 million of debt. And again, the $200 million is the cap, so that leaves us $17,784,000 approximately of additional GO bonds that the city could issue. Therefore, we're under the limit, and we meet that first test. The next thing that I would turn to is on page 7 of the packet. Our current estimate of the debt service on these bonds, and I'll explain where these numbers came from, we expect that the city will be ready to issue these bonds at the end of the calendar year, so closing on the bonds in early December. Our current estimate based on where in market interest rates are is that for 30 years of debt services, which is what the city plans to issue, annual debt service would be about $840,000 per year. That's based on an estimated interest rate of about 4.56%. For a little bit of color here, recently I was working with the higher education system for some 30-year bonds that they issued for projects at University of Nevada, Reno. And the 30-year interest rate on those was just under 4%. So we think that this 4.5 is a little bit conservative. We would hope and expect that we would come in below that And if so, then this $840,000 per year, we would expect that to drop. But again, these are just estimates at this time. And so based on the $840,000 of annual debt service, then turning over to page 8, what we have here is a table of what we expect the annual revenue from the 1/8% sales tax to equal. Since this isn't being imposed until October of this year, we don't have any historical information. However, the city already has an existing 1/8% sales tax levy that it imposes, and so for the historical information, we have used that as a proxy. And again, about $1,050,000 is the budgeted revenue figure for 2015. Based on the $840,000 debt service estimate, that would give us a coverage of about 1.2 times. So again, a healthy cushion between the expected debt service as well as the budgeted sales tax revenues. So we don't feel that there will be a need for the city to impose a property tax levy in order to pay for these bonds. There are some other pages towards the back of this talking about the impact on other local governments, namely the school district. However, again, I think the biggest thing here is we don't expect to levy a property tax, so this wouldn't have any impact on the school district's ability to issue additional bonds or for the school district to make any changes in their property tax levy. Currently, the cap on overlapping property tax rates is $3.64 per $100, excluding 2 cents, so it's really $3.66. The current levy in Carson City is $3.54. So there is some, again, room for the school district or the city, if need be, to impose a property tax to pay for, again, projects, bonds, operating, et cetera. So we have some clearance there. But I will pause here. Again, I think based on the information, we have a good case of why the city feels that these bonds are affordable. But I'll pause here and see if there are any questions about the financial information.
Any questions from the members?
I do have a question. If you're on page 4, bottom of page 4, under other revenue supported bonds, if we could just check the outstanding amounts for the first two parks, Series 2005 and Capital Improvement Series 2005, if you look at the original principal amount, the expiration dates, and the remaining principal amounts, they seem like they're really low. It seems like they should be higher.
You're talking about the Series 2005, the park bonds?
Park Series 2005.
The 2005 park bonds, we partially refinanced in 2010, Nick? 2013. And so that refunded amount, yeah, 10 and 13. So that refunded amount is no longer shown in the 2005 bonds, but is figured into the 2013 C parks bonds and the 2010 park refunding bonds.
And then is that the same for the capital improvement series 2005?
That would be correct. Those were partially refinanced by the 2013A capital improvement refunding bonds.
Okay. Thank you.
Good questions. Anything else? Okay, we have a resolution that's on the next to last page. About 4 pages in. You want to briefly explain that?
I will turn the resolution over to Jennifer Stern and Ryan Henry from Bond Council, since it's their document. I make a horrible lawyer.
Okay, Jennifer.
Okay. Well, this is a resolution that's approving the proposal of Carson City, and it is in the amount of $13,600,000, additionally secured by the 1/8 cent sales tax. This proposal was approved by the Board of Supervisors, and now it's before you based upon the information, the financial information that's gone just, you know, been explained by the financial advisor, and it needs to be adopted by a two-thirds majority of the commission.
Okay, all of you had a chance to hear the presentation on the background of this. It appears that it's all within the parameters of the law, and we don't talk about the projects themselves. That's not our role, so I will entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
I can make the motion. I move to adopt a resolution concerning the submission to the Carson City Debt Management Commission a proposal to issue general obligation infrastructure sales tax bonds concerning action taken thereon by the commission and approving certain details in connection therewith.
Okay. Motion?
Second. I'll second.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Let it be known that it's unanimous. And that meets the statutory requirement. Okay. Jennifer, how long have you been doing this?
That's not on the agenda. 25 years.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, you were presenting them when I was involved.
Yeah.
Okay. Item F, the annual reports on statement of debt management policy, capital improvement, updated information. Do we have all the entities? I don't.
Not the
CD. The convention of this year will have to take up in February of next year because we didn't receive that one. I think the rest of them. Oh, and the VNT also. The rest of them are there. One of the airport authority was submitted.
We just got the airport. Yeah, the airport, the school.
Okay. The Sub-Conservancy District indicates no plan to issue debt. The Redevelopment Authority outlined what their current payment schedule is, and they have no plans to issue debt. I'm just trying to get rid of everything except the school district and the airport authority we just received, and they apparently are not planning to issue any debt for the record. And they have a capital improvements program attached, which indicates apron reconstruction work, master plan update, rehabilitation of perimeter road. So that seems to be in order. So, Nick, I will turn it over to you for the Carson City portion of this presentation.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Due for the record, Nick Provin, the Finance Director. So we have attached, you know, in the packet, the five-year capital improvement plan. And just basically just for the record, the 2014-2015 column has to be what's actually in the budget for fiscal 2015. The other 4 years are not necessarily something that they're kind of anticipated needs. They're not necessarily needs that.
It's a snapshot.
Exactly, that we're planning on doing because of lack of funding, to be honest. So we do have quite a few needs that have been identified by the city departments. And whether or not we'll be able to address them all, and then we'll just have to take that up, you know, as it comes in the coming years. But in the 2015 column, those are actual budget amounts. In those funds. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Carson City Debt Management Policy. I'll go through it briefly. The first few pages just kind of summarize, you know, table of contents, summarize the, you know, the NRS and our actual debt, our outstanding, our general obligation indebtedness. And this is a little bit different than the schedule that John presented, because we did issue some sewer bonds and some water bonds, again, that are drawdown bonds, and we've only drawn down, as of June 30th, just a fraction of the amounts. So that's kind of the difference in the actual amount outstanding. If you keep going and kind of go through the, on page 8, we kind of start with, you know, the types of debt that we have. If you look at, you know, A, it's outstanding general obligation bonds supported by ad valorem taxes, and we don't have any debt that's just solely supported by ad valorem taxes. As John indicated, most of our debt is general obligation with some kind of revenue pledge that we have. So if you look at B is the sewer bond, you know, the general obligation with the sewer fund revenues. And so we kind of go through the sewer fund issues. And just on page 11, you just note that, you know, we're showing that we basically do have the debt service coverage. And, you know, we've recently increased the sewer rates and the water rates. So you notice it's kind of down towards the end that where it says coverage, we actually do have 1x coverage based on our current net revenues, our budgeted net revenues versus the debt service. And you'll notice the debt service number is the maximum existing and proposed debt service that we have, which is reflected in 2019. So we anticipate even with current revenues that we can pay our highest maximum proposed debt service that we have, which is something that we haven't really been able to do in the past. So, you know, we are going to be increasing our revenues, and the coverage amounts will get a little bit better. The next page is water, I believe. If you keep going through the water on page 17 again. I'm sorry, on page 14. 14 are the water revenues, and again, you know, we do have you know, plenty of coverage. We have the 1.22x coverage, so again, we're looking in pretty good shape. And you know, again, it's anticipated that, you know, we increase the fees so we don't have to necessarily borrow every capital dollar that we spend. We can do some pay-as-you-go capital. So that's kind of the plan. So these numbers will probably come down.
And Nick, these include all the bonds that this commission has approved for water and sewer?
That's correct. And anticipated bonds for the next 5 years.
Okay.
So yeah, with those rate increases were pretty substantial, and they really made the funds healthy.
Okay.
So and we're anticipating again, you know, funding appreciation was the plan. So we'll be doing some pay as you go capital over the next 4 or 5 years. If you look at sub D, that's the storm drainage bonds. There are some drainage projects I think on the horizon, but again, they would probably require. It will require some fee increases. If you look on page 17, you know, it's kind of in the middle of the page, you'd have a working capital contribution requirement to get to the 1x coverage. Because again, these are proposed and maximum existing debt service amounts. That's $773,000. I mean, that's not the current debt service amounts are more in the $550,000 range. So we have, you know, enough coverage for those. If we wanted to go ahead and issue more bonds, we'd have to talk about raising that rate a little bit. So that'll again be at the board discretion. The next few pages on E, we're talking about room tax and residential construction revenues. So those seem to be, again, you know, the coverage ratios are okay on those. F is general obligations supported by general fund revenues. So these are the C-tax bonds with a 15% pledge of consolidated tax revenues. And it's good to note on page 22 that, you know, the actual coverage amounts are greater than one. What that means is that we have at least 1x coverage on C-tax bonds, and that's the first time that we've had at least 1x coverage probably in about 5 years. I believe the last 3 or 4 years, because the C-tax dipped so much, we were at 0.8%, 0.85, 0.9. So we're seeing those revenues come back up, so we're maintaining the 1x coverage. So that's a good thing. I think the rating agencies will look favorably on that. Again, G is the quarter cent, which is the quality of life bonds. So we're talking, you know, nothing too exciting there. The coverages are fine. H is the 1/8 cent. That's the V&T bonds. And I think I is the new infrastructure tax that you have just passed. Those are the, and then we just kind of show the amortization schedules there. On page 30, it just kind of, Jay is talking about possible future city capital projects. So these are the amounts that are included in those schedules. These bonds that haven't been issued yet that still need approval, you know, by various bodies. If you look on page 31, we, you know, we talk about the our legal debt margin. And again, these are a little bit different than that, than the amounts that John had, because they're just issued amounts. They're not. I'm sorry, they're outstanding amounts. They're not issued amounts. We have issued you know, over $30 million in bonds, but we've only drawn down a few hundred thousand of those bonds. So if you look on page 32, we kind of go take you through a 5-year period, and you know what we show are in the proposed sewer and water. If you look at 2015, those we kind of do a 5-year cash flow of how we plan on drawing down those bonds, and that's kind of what we show in here. So we are showing, we're anticipating about a 4% increase in assessed valuation. Then we're showing principal payments being paid down, and then we're reducing our debt margin by the amount of proposed bonds. And so we think we'll be okay, and we're actually starting to grow that number in the next, you know, 3 or 4 years.
You know, Nick, what I did on this is went back and took out the estimated increase in assessed valuation.
Okay.
To see what that number would end up being, and it still doubles over the next 3 years.
Right.
From our current level.
Yeah, even with no anticipated assessed value. At least it's not going down, right? Which it has been. On page 34, again, we have the general obligation debt comparison. And, you know, Carson City, you know, we're showing the 11.2%. It looks a little bit high, but you have to realize that Carson City is a consolidated municipality. If you look at Clark County or, say, Washoe County, for example, that doesn't include, you know, say a person lives in Sparks. That doesn't include the Sparks debt. That doesn't include the Tumwa debt or the Tumwharf debt, where in Carson City it's all consolidated, so that number is a little bit skewed. So it's kind of hard to compare just us against the other counties, because they do have, you know, city debt that would be included in other GIDs. Right, and that too, yeah. So that's basically all I really have. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
With this 1/8 cent that we just approved, does that take, is there any other available authorizations that the legislature has given?
I don't believe there is just voter approved, I mean board approved. It would have to be voter approved.
Okay, and that would be peer review bond type situation.
No, I mean, I think under 377A, you can get voter approved debt. And it would be general obligation with that pledge, that sales tax pledge.
Okay.
Pure GO bonds are typically property tax bonds, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they could go, we could go and
so
go
to a vote. There is legislative authority for another sales tax?
Voter approved sales tax. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's various things that we could do. that's what we used. 377A statute to vote on the Nugget project that was voted down. That was a 1/4 cent. So I mean, there's specific things that could happen again. Right, that can happen.
And when does the BMT sunset on?
2025.
And that would free up the 8%.
That would free up the additional 8. That's correct. Or I suspect if the sales tax continues to increase, we could pay off those bonds earlier. And then we'll free it up faster. As soon as we have enough money to pay them off, that's all we use that 8 cent for, is to pay those bonds off. Right. So that would be the plan. I know that
2025, I'm not going to worry about it.
That's
good. Yes, sir.
It's only 10 years. 2005, it like that long ago.
That's amazing.
You know, going back to what you just said, Linda, I had the same thought, which was that Carson City has the least amount taxable assessed value.
On a per capita basis.
And it's not true.
Is that right?
Yeah, I talked to Nick about that and I was shocked, but we're actually almost dead on the state average.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of vast open spaces in Nevada.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you think about it.
I was shocked. Yeah. We're just using an argument that, you know, hey, we're operating under the gun because we don't have the assessed value to generate the income. And then when Nick ran the numbers, we came back almost dead on the average.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
Okay, any questions of Nick on the city part?
Yeah, just a quick question. You're projecting here, and I'm not doubting it. Pardon? I'm on page 32 for right now.
Okay.
But it affects all the pages. And I'm just asking out of curiosity. You're looking at about a 15% increase in assessed valuation?
No,
am I reading this correct?
I think it's based on a 4% increase. Because
you're looking at the
debt
ledger?
Okay.
Yeah, it's not based on the
debt margin. I see what you're saying. 4% decrease, but which converts
into that.
I see where I was thinking incorrectly.
And I think Brad said that even if we took that number out, it would still be positive.
It'd still be
I have noted that. Right. I was just looking at the comparison of the numbers there.
Right.
I see what I didn't.
Where it would drop to like 35 and 14 if you pulled that out. Or
okay, well, we do have the school district report also. Steve, do you want to?
You know, I'll just bring your attention.
I reviewed it, and it appears to be complete.
Basically, the executive summary on the debt management policy for the school district, by the cover safety is on the back page of the cover sheet page. We have $53,259,000 of general obligation debt outstanding. It's paid from our levy of the 43-cent property tax. We reduced our plan to issue further debt to go into phase two of our construction project because with the revaluation that we had at the property here, our revenues were not going to be up to be able to pay it. So that remains on hold until we see a potential increase with property tax abatement and such. We actually have money to pay for the bonds. The statutory limit doesn't come into effect. It's just our revenue. You know, we don't have the revenues that we to put into it, and we're not going to obligate any of our general fund monies to pay for further capital projects unless something's absolutely necessary. So in general with the school district, we're kind of in a hold pattern right now. We're finished the projects we've got going on and see what happens in the future.
And the entryway projects and all that are a phase that's already had the money for.
Yeah, we had the money for. We were probably a little over, but not enough. We threw a couple $100,000 of general at it and some other stuff.
Just to get them all finished. And that's finished just the last school being done soon?
The high school will be, Pioneer's being finished right now, and more stuff will go on with the high school. There's even a little bit next summer that all the funds are
all
identified
clear.
For.
Thank you.
Any questions for the school district? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to accept all of the reports.
I'll move to accept the annual reports, statement of debt management policy, plans for capital improvements for the Carson Water Subconservancy District, Carson City Airport, Carson City School District.
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, item G, this is the time we set the specific percentage of limitation on the total ad valorem tax as required by MRS. We have consistently set it at 10%, I believe. Is there any desire to change that? If not, I'll entertain a motion to again establish that as the limitation.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All righty. And then we also establish the priorities among essential and non-essential facilities and services as required by NRS. Remind me again what are our priorities.
Police and fire.
Fire
and health safety.
I believe it's in the statute.
Public safety, education, and health care should be considered essential facilities and services, and all other facilities and services must be considered non-essential. So so they tell us what we have.
There you go.
Public safety, health, and school.
So, what if we make a motion that, that our public safety education and health are prioritized as essential facilities and services, and all other facilities and services are prioritized as non-essential?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Next meeting day.
Public comment.
Nope, not yet.
Oh, next meeting day.
Yep. Item I. We normally meet on a Tuesday afternoon at 1:30 or so.
Works for me. Hmm? Every Tuesday the 10th. I propose Tuesday the 10th.
Okay.
Thank you. I would meet.
February 10th, Tuesday, 1:30.
Is there any terms or anything for this committee?
Yeah, there are, but I'm anxiously waiting. Okay, do we need to take, we just said it, we don't need to take action on it, okay. All right, commissioner comments, any commissioner comments? Any public comments? All righty, this meeting stands adjourned. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. See you in 6 months.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
God willing, the creek down.
Yeah, we talked a little bit at lunch.
Everybody stay well.
About the leasing.
Hopefully.
What if you're all over the legislature testifying?